Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. It is 4:18. I'll call the meeting to order. Any changes to the agenda, additions or deletions?
None.
Privilege of the floor. There's nobody here. Ellis is not here. I believe I found out at a basketball game last night from his daughter that he's still out hunting.
Oh, really?
Well, good and for him. I think he got a beauty of a deer.
Oh, really?
Yep, she didn't have a picture to show me, but I'm very happy for him.
Good for him.
So he will not be here tonight. Kate.
And he's safe. He didn't.
Yep, nope. All is good. All is good. So we're here for a discussion, the discussion item being our 2025 preliminary budgets. Okay. So Crystal sent this out. This has been updated and is different than the one that you gave to us last week, or no?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
She wanted to keep it the same. No.
Okay.
I do have a bunch of changes, but I don't think there'll be anything significant, and I'll get what you guys tell me tonight, and then I will update it, and we can either meet again, or you can at least, I'll send it out to everybody.
Okay.
So
do you want to start?
I'm just going to go through each one.
Sure. Yep.
Is that all right?
Perfect.
So can I just start just with an idea that I had?
Sure.
The highway salt shed that we're doing, should it
yep.
be under the village? The village owns all the other property. This is going to be a property. So I'm thinking we should move it to the village fund, just like we would any other thing, and pay rent from the highway to the Barton Village Department.
Yep.
And then that way, because we don't have any other, you know, buildings or that type of thing owned by the highway. It's all owned by the village.
The municipal garage over there is owned by the village.
Right.
So then that, what you're proposing,
yep.
makes sense.
Yeah. So that would be...
That's always a little bit confusing because they separated the water and separated the highway and the village. And a lot of stuff is under the highway, but then the buildings are all owned by the village.
Right. So personally, I don't know why it was separated. But, you know, I could see if it was a town thing to be separated, but I never have quite figured out this. But since it is, I'm just wondering if everything to do with the salt shed should fall under the village and the highway pays rent.
Yeah,
right.
I can move it.
Okay.
That makes total sense to me.
And then the other thing would we be able to use some of the funds that are in the village, the reserves, for our portion? You know, because we do have a couple of garage funds that have money in it. If we could just pay that towards the village's portion, and it wouldn't hit everything so hard, and then we would pay rent starting in 2026.
Actually, that's a good idea because if I start talking about the village, so the village, I'm on page 3.
I'm done.
The handout.
You're not.
Well, it kind of flows right into the village, though, Marilyn, because the thing is the village doesn't have a whole lot of stuff. And it was coming in, the very top line, which is village taxes, was coming in under budget, quite a bit compared to last year. And so I was like, okay, well, how can I get it at least up closer to last year's budgeted amount so that we're not like, you know, I mean, this is the only thing we collect for the village is village taxes. So if you look on page 5, I actually down towards the bottom under capital reserves, I upped the memorial building to 30,000. So I upped it by like 15,000 because I was thinking that we had a match that we were going to have to do for MERC.
But we don't.
Grant.
Right.
But Vera said we don't.
Right.
So, and I only increased it because I was thinking, okay, well, we're going to have to get some money for that. And it will bring our village tax up. But what instead, I could take that $15,000 and put it under either capital replacement or municipal garage. I mean, that's the municipal garage that's listed on this one is the Barton Memorial Building, but I could add a line for the salt sand shed here. And then that way, some of that money is already allocated for the salt and sand shed, and it doesn't increase taxes compared to last year.
Right. That was just a thought. And like your highway department, your restricted purpose funds on the last page, the municipal garage, Elm Street, has $35,000 in it. To me, that should move up to the village department.
Which one? Where are we?
On the last page, all the reserves that we have. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Well, we moved that last year.
Because the village really, the highway really doesn't own it.
We were trying to segregate the Elm Street from the garage that's downstairs. Because there were two municipal garages in the reserves before into the village. And everybody kept saying, well, why is there two different municipal garages? And one of them was for that space that's downstairs. And then they started another one for the municipal garage over on Elm Street. So we moved the Elm Street one over to the highway department just to be... But I don't have a problem putting it in the village.
To me, it just makes sense to do it that way. To, you know, we can have garage... one or garage two.
Yeah, I can just label them.
Right. And then, so that's all in the village funds. And the only thing in the highway department would be the truck, skid steer, paving. Would that be under highway or would that be under village as well? Because that's going to be a village asset at the end of the day, not highway.
Well, All the paving money, like the State Street Aid and stuff like that, all comes into the highway department.
Okay. Okay. So...
So, I mean, I feel like unless we, like, totally reconsolidate it back to just village, then, the highway... I mean, I think Nate said the reason they separated it was because of something to do with the way they get money from State Street Aid and the state, but I mean, I have no idea how that works, so I don't know if that's
in Orleans, we just have the one and it hasn't changed, and we just have the general fund includes the highway. Not that we need to change it back or anything, but just some of these restricted purposes, like the paving fund would be a village asset, not the highway asset. To me.
Yeah, we don't typically put those under assets anyway because paving is typically under maintenance and then we just pay for it with the cash.
So you wouldn't put it, you wouldn't capitalize it?
Nope.
Okay.
So on the village, back to the village, so I'll move the salt sand shed back. Both the financing, so if I do that, then it will increase the taxes some because you'll see on the highway page, on page 7, sort of down towards the bottom under debt service payments,
$7,800.
I had put in potential financing for the salt sand shed because, that's what the voters had said last at the annual meeting was they didn't want to pay for it. They wanted it financed. So I assume our share of that is $78,100. So I assumed 10-year financing. And so the principal payment on that would be $78,100. So if I move that over to the village, that'll increase the debt service in the village to $78,100, which will increase the tax.
But would it,
much.
Crystal, if we use some of the funds that are restricted for the garages?
We could, but I don't think we need to because in the village...
We're under budget.
I already bumped up, you don't need that $30,000, I don't believe, in the reserve for the Barton memorial building that I put in there. Like, that can go back down to
back down to 15.
Probably.
Right, but that's, if you keep the 30,000 though, or 15, the 30,000 that you're going to put in for the grant that we don't need anymore, if you take that 30,000 and put it towards the salt shed, then we would only have to borrow
4,000,
and it's already in the budget, then just keep it and move it to a down payment for the salt shed.
Yeah, so reduce the financing from 78 to 48.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
So leave that at 30.
Yeah, but isn't that 30 going to go into the village? Or to the...
It will go into the village. So I'll move all the salt sand sheds...
Salt sand shed to the village.
See, that's three times fast. To the village. So I'm going to put zero then in for the Barton Memorial Building, put the full 30 under... a separate line item for reserve for the salt sand shed.
I think so, you guys.
Okay, and then we're going to use...
That makes more sense.
We're technically going to use it. We're going to put it in the reserve, but we're going to use it as cash. And then we're going to reduce the financing to 48,000.
Correct. That, I don't know. That was my thought. But.
So you'll still have a little bit of a debt service payment in the village, but I think
but
even
half.
Adding that to the tax... I think you're still going to be under last year's taxes. Not by a lot, but you'll at least will be over, so you're not going to be asking for more money.
Or
I think
unless
we need to proactively ask for a little percentage for inflation costs and everything else, because everything keeps going up, so why wouldn't we bump it up just by a small percentage?
And maybe
we
wouldn't go 10 years on the 48,000 either. Let's do 5 years.
5 years, okay.
And that would double the pay. We'd have it paid, the salt shed paid off.
Yeah, that would be like 10,000.
Save quite a bit of interest.
You know, 9,600 for debt service plus interest, so yeah. Okay, so if it still looks like it's going to be under or very flat, then I can just add some more money back to the Barton Memorial Building because we're going to take that out. So if there's room to add more, I'll just add whatever we need in that slot.
Makes sense.
All right. So I'm going to go to the highway, which is on page 6. So, okay, so I'm going to take out the salt sand sheds, so that's going to make a fairly big difference.
Well, it's going to make $7,800 in theory.
$7,800
right?
For debt service.
The only thing, would we want to, can we start paying rent on that building maybe in 2026 to avoid it in 2025?
Yeah, because, I mean.
We don't know when
it's
going to be built. It's
probably going to be built in 2025, but yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Just think. So when I first started doing the highway, I left all the reserves as they were 2 years ago, because last year we basically were trying to save money and make the voters happy, so we bumped everything down. But when I put that all back in there, it basically put us at the same place we were last year, and it was like, okay, well, can't do that. So I ended up bumping down some of the reserves. Let's see, we'll pick up that debt service, so that will be good. I utilized, you know how, Marilyn, last year you had me use $30,000 from the paving fund in order to pay for that debt service payment for Sunset?
Yeah.
So I did that again because it reduced the tax by $30,000 because we're using part of the reserve. And if we do that,
but it shows you're putting 35 in there instead of 17, right?
Right. So the net's like about 5,000. And if you look at that very last page that has the reserves in it under the highway department, we have 195,720 in there now in that paving reserve. still be adding another, basically be adding another 5,000, which would give you roughly 200,000 in that fund after that, if we do that. So I did include that. I left the 10,000 in for the skid steer snowblower, that fund, and that fund has, I mean, I have no idea how much a skid steer costs, but, where is it?
It's not the skid steer they want to replace, it's just the snowblower part.
Well, it's all in, but it was all included in our reserve already.
Okay.
So, it's the reserve fund was called skid steer snowblower, and it was, like, for that purpose.
Okay.
So, but we have 40,000 in there now. So, if we add another 10, that gives
us that would be a very good down payment. It would probably just about buy it, I think.
Probably
and
another
then,
20 on top of that. You're probably
well,
looking,
you get
at
a Bobcat, you're
60
looking at
60 to 70.
80 to 90, depending on the brand. So.
Right. So I think that's good. And then I left 5 for the backbone. We were doing 10 before, but last year we bumped it down to 5.
But the backhoe has a pretty good amount in there between all the funds.
It does.
It has like 30,000 for the M.
It has 30,000
for the M.
And we shouldn't have to replace that for quite a while, whereas Andy wanted to replace the skid steer and the snowblower thing like within the next 5 years. I mean, the snowblower, I think, right away, but I think the skid steer itself is saying 5 years. So, you know, in another year, we'll have enough money for that, probably.
The only thing I'm thinking that we will need a plow truck in the not too near future, being next winter.
We only have 6,000 in that right now, and then I added 30 to put into the reserve for trucks.
So that would be a good down payment, and then we would have going forward at least 30,000 for a payment each year, right? In theory.
Right. Yeah, I was wondering about the trucks too, but I put 30 in for that. And I suppose if there's an emergency or something, you know, you'd have some, and then, you know, you'd have to figure out. I hate to backtrack, but I did want to ask Vera one more question, or ask the guys. On the village, owns the truck that the wastewater department uses.
Right.
And then the wastewater department pays rent. That truck, I think, is getting not old, but I think it's a 20, I'm not sure what year it is. We basically bought out the lease, so the lease was at least 4 years, and it's been 2 or 3 years since we bought it out.
The truck knows that.
So that's the Dodge that me and Jeremiah use. So if they think that we, I mean, I have no idea what condition that truck is in, but that isn't owned by the village, and that would go under the village department if, so that's another like line item we could actually add to the village is a truck reserve on that side, just because at some point that truck's gonna need to get replaced, I would think.
So far so good on it though. We haven't had any repairs or anything, mostly just maintenance.
Yeah, I looked at that and
so,
it was very small.
It's very small.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the wastewater is basically paid for all of that because rent is calculates in all the costs related to it.
Number one.
But
I don't have a year.
If we were to replace that, that's another thing we could add on the village budget in the village reserves is to replace that truck.
Yeah, and the international is a 2012.
Okay. So back to the highway. The only wild card a little bit on that is Vera gave me a number for like plowing, but you know, we don't really know like how much it's gonna cost for the guys to plow. They've never actually, you know, fully plowed all the roads before since Spartan was doing part of it. So the labor and the overheads might be, you know, off some. Like, yeah, we don't really know.
We're plowing. We have 9.3 miles of road in our certificate, and we'll be plowing 3.1 additional miles. So I just took the number
that
was in there and added a third.
Yeah. So this one, I mean, I'm going to make some changes to it, obviously, because I'm going to take out the, I'm going to take out that debt service. But if I leave everything else the same, using the, like right now it's at 18% increase. If I take out the debt service, I mean, still, I mean, what would you like this number to be? I know, like,
what department is
like Gina said, you don't want it to be flat, but, I'm thinking once I take out the debt service and reduce the interest, it's maybe going to be down around like 15. So that's still kind of a high increase.
I would like it to be below 10%.
10.
And people have to understand, though, that we did get the streets back. You know, it was a sweetheart deal, but it's gone. It's not there anymore. For the state portion.
Right.
And I don't think last year we were all so new that that wasn't, you know, something that was brought up, but the fact is the fact that we have more road to take care of.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll make those changes and see what happens with that. I don't think it's going to get below 10, so we might have to think of something else in that group.
Because when we went first, it was like 20-something,
yeah.
Which was ridiculously high, and we got axed, and then we went back in, was it in it at...
I think we got down to 6.
8, or 6, yeah, was it 6? I don't remember.
Something like that.
So, yeah.
Plus.
In the past.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just we don't pave again. We
yeah,
don't, you
didn't
know?
Leave us any room for any of that, so...
Yeah, or, you know, the other thought is if we have, say, you know, if you guys want paving, this is what it would be, and this is how much it's going to be. You guys decide, as a community, what do you want?
So have two proposed
have
budgets.
Two proposals, one with doing some paving
yeah.
and one without some paving.
Well, I mean, you do have $200,000 in the paving reserve, so you could do some paving.
Yep.
I mean, I know $200,000 doesn't go far with paving, obviously, and you guys got a lot of streets, sounds like, that need paving. But I mean, I don't know that they would vote, like, to borrow money to do a street if you already have money in the reserve, or...
Well, that's what they previously did, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem spending that money that's in the reserve. To
yeah.
do the streets.
So you have to refill
but
it.
But you have to replenish it.
Yeah.
And it's,
you have to replenish it,
it's
yeah.
really up, you know, the people, either they can pay for it. They want, you know, it's really important that they want their streets done. But they have to understand
well,
it comes at a cost.
You could add a separate, article underneath the highway budget. You know, like, you could do the highway budget. And then you could add a separate article underneath that that says, you know, appropriate tax of X for the purpose of just paving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
right.
mean, everybody does seem to complain about the paving, so that gives them the choice.
Right, and it's not
you know,
us as trustees.
It goes
but,
right back at them.
You know, it's like, and if they complain and they are bumps in the road or whatever, well, we're doing what you want us to do, you know?
Exactly.
It's just
then it's
thought.
Not part of the highway budget, but it's a separate article.
Mm-hmm.
And they
right.
can vote on the highway budget and pass that, but then they can say, no, we don't want to pay the additional amount.
Yep, it's a good idea.
Because,
I mean, if you think about it, if your highway budget's $423,000 and you want to spend another $200,000 on paving, you know, that's, and you try to add that into your highway budget, then it's never going to happen.
Right, right.
So... Okay, so I'll make those changes on the highway.
And can
I'll
you
know
do
it,
it Crystal, so that on the bottom it's another line item saying, you know, if you want, you know, we're planning on doing, I'm sure West Street would use up that $200,000. But Andy should probably go out and get an estimate going, like, now.
I thought they already did, but it's probably old,
it's
so it's changed.
Date by now, yeah.
And then
but it needs a lot of work.
Just say if you want, you know, more, then give them that option. And if not, if we don't have it, we don't have it.
Yeah, but, like, behind Circle K and...
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, just so you're aware, asphalt prices are driven by oil prices. And now that Trump's coming back into office, you could probably expect oil prices to go down a little. So
we might get more for our...
Yeah, we might get more for the money. So
that'd be nice.
Yeah.
And Crystal, the only... One other thing I did notice, like, you in here for VEPS service, not services, but the part that you do, is really not much in any of the funds. And
it's not.
So I was like, oh, well, we can move that all to electric because you're going to be like in the beginning of the year and stuff. I would assume most of your time is going to be like when you're helping out the hydro and that. So I'd like to have all of your expenses go to the electric account.
Okay.
Where do they sit now?
Yeah, I'm looking.
There.
It's allocated to all the departments right now.
Yep.
But it says VEPSA.
There's a line VEPSA.
Yep. Okay. That's what I'm looking.
It does.
VEPSA Management Services on the first page.
It's account. If you look on the left hand side, it's account 923.3.
Oh, I found it.
But she doesn't have too much in there.
923.360. Sorry.
Yeah.
So that and the highway department. So that's 16. Yeah. So that's like $5,000. In the highway department, so there you go. You just got $5,000 in the highway department.
Okay.
So we're gonna move it all to electric.
And I don't think that's a stretch of doing that because I have the feeling like that's gonna be where most of your time is going to be spent on that day a week.
It will be,
and it also will be getting the electric Eldorado up and running.
Okay. Yep, and it's electric, so.
Great plan.
Yep.
Okay, so there's some in highway, too?
There's some in all departments.
Oh, I see it.
All departments.
Like $5,000 in highway.
Got it.
So, on the electric, on the electric, there's not a lot that you guys really can do. It's really more just for informational purposes because,
right?
I mean,
it's not
electric
tax funded.
Is all repairs.
Yep.
So unless you decide, it's more for determining if you're going to go in for a rate increase or not. And once we have the actuals for 2024, which honestly I think for 2024 is going to come in pretty good, because we have so much revenue from NK. But 2025, so we know the contract, either with VEPSA or with Orleans, whatever, wherever it may lie, is going to go up. So this draft doesn't have that increase in it, but the next one will. And that's the biggest thing that I need to change in this budget is that. And then I left all the sales flat. So, I mean... Typically, you think, you know, the state's always pushing electrification, they want heat pumps, they want, you know, all that, which drives up your revenues because people use more electricity. But I, to be safe, just let said revenues are just going to, they're not going to increase or decrease. So that could change some too. But basically, so far, I got to add in that... actually did add in that increase and I need to add in, John and I went over the capital budget for electric, like for the big projects. So I need to add that in, but net income wise, it'll be like a loss of $160,000 next year. But honestly, I don't really know how much more NEK stuff we're going to have. So we might have more money there. I mean, I don't think the electric is really that bad. you won't see down on the very bottom of the electric on page 11. I have a line item for debt service for the hydro upgrades, but I don't have a dollar value in there because if we borrow money from the bond bank in the spring funding, we apply in April, we receive funding in July. So the majority of the hydro project, the penstock and the headgate, is not going to get done probably until late summer or fall. And if we do the funding in July, we can delay the principal payments till 2026. So the first principal payment wouldn't happen until 2026. So for 2025 budget, there's no debt service. There's interest costs, but there's no principal payments in the electric department for that. That won't start until 2026.
Now, have we factored in the next round of grants that we could go in for and reapply for that we initially got denied? Because we were told when we had that meeting with the funders that it's going to open back up again and to go for it even though we have our project in and approved.
You mean the exact same one? That was the Borders, Regional Border Commission?
Yep.
You can't spend... You can't get reimbursed for projects if you've already started them. So we wouldn't be able to probably use that one because we would... They do have a fall funding, which is in December. We might be able to apply for it for a portion, like the part of the project that hasn't been done yet. Like the penstock and headgate, but like the generator that's already been done, we wouldn't be able to get reimbursed for that.
Okay, can we put that on somebody, one of yours radars, to get look into that?
And what they said was, you just have to the work is pretty much all done that Crystal had done before, but
right.
Just change the wording or the narrative a little bit.
And there was a woman that said that she would be happy to review it and go over it with you and to give you pointers. And she's actually, I have it at home.
Because they were surprised that we weren't back, because they've had another grant.
It closed that day.
That closed that day, and they were surprised we
weren't
on that
one. Yeah, I think this one was due in December, so I'm not sure we'll be able to make it, but they do it twice a year. They do it once in December, and I think the other one is in April. Is when
okay.
I applied for before.
So maybe try to do the April one, maybe.
Yeah, let's look into it, see what's available, and I will see if I can get that woman's contact email information, the name, to you, because they did say ask. Ask. We'll go over it. We'll give you pointers, key points.
Well, that's what David Snedeker was supposed to do. I'm serious. And I sent it to him because he said, send it to me and I'll review it.
And you didn't hear from him?
But
okay.
I don't know if he ever did or not. I mean, he never contacted us to tell us that we didn't get it. He knew we didn't get it. I mean, all the regional planning commissions get notified.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they were just shocked that we didn't put it
again,
just changed the narrative, and we're like, we didn't know we could.
And they were really shocked when we said that. And I said, well, it's because we haven't been informed.
Right. You don't know what you don't know.
So.
Exactly.
I'll go through my emails from that funder visit and see if I can figure out what the woman's name was and her contact information. If not, I have one that I added her to my contacts, but I don't know that she is grant fund related. Remember the woman? She gave me her contact info. We were at the hydro, and she said, "I feel your pain. I've been in your shoes on both sides." She was a trustee or a select person, and
yep.
She said, "Please reach out to me. I'd love to help you." So I could also reach out to her.
Okay, so water on page 12. So This one's kind of a good and bad. The capital side. So, if you look down at the bottom, I do need to change. So Lucas had told me middle page, middle of the page on page 13, where the capital projects are. Lucas had said the re-epoxy filters was $60,000, but Vera's gotten some actual pricing since, so I need to up that. But she's also applied for that grant, so I can up the grant amount as well, so one will offset the other. And then, but he wants $40,000 for the generator. So the capital projects, if you look at the very top of page 12, where it's $103,000, that's like the capital and the debt service that you collect from taxes. Those are the things that are included in that. So you need $46,000 just to cover your debt service. So that gets collected through taxes. So last year when they level funded it at $68,000, if you take $46,000 off of that, you're only left with $20,000 to deal with any kind of capital reserves or any kind of capital projects, which is really nothing. So in 2024, we've done nothing for capital projects because they level funded that. And like I said, you have to cover your debt service at least, minimal. So this $103,000 is basically the $40,000 for the generator, and then $9,000 was going into capital, into reserves, which is not really that much. $5,000 for capital reserve. The only thing that we could do is, if you look at that very last page again, the one that has the reserves on it, if we put money into the capital reserve, there is $77,000 in the water capital reserve now. So if we add another $5,000, that's $82,000. So we could use some of that money for the generator if we wanted to, because there is money there. But I mean, we can use it for the generator, but emergencies always happen too. So, not a ton of money.
Could we also finance it if for 5 years or something? The generator.
I think we'd have to finance it.
Yeah, we'd either have to finance it or get a grant for it. One
right,
or the other.
Right.
Well, I'd like to apply for a grant, but what grant is there?
We haven't found anything.
Well,
that
the community facility
like
grant might fall underneath that. I'm not sure.
The one I just applied for, it wouldn't qualify.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was no generators, right?
Yeah, they specifically said no generators.
Remember that.
Yeah.
So in theory, though, Crystal, the $103,000 on the water department for taxes, if we financed this generator for 5 years, that would be say 10,000. Right.
That would go down to 63,734.
Okay.
Could you
I just don't think the 103 is gonna fly. I mean last
no,
year
I don't either.
No, it's not. It's not. And we're gonna end up getting level funded in.
Exactly. So if we can we could put a little bit more money in the reserve and then use because if you take 40 off of there, that's 63, and last year we had 68, so we could add another 5. We could add another 5 to the reserve and then use the reserve to pay for the generator.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just to make it kind of, or even maybe add $7,500 or something, because...
Right, I
like
think
it
should
be
70-something thousand, I think a 4% increase.
Modest increase.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because everything, I just think that would be doable.
Okay. So let me do that and see what that does. Now, so that's just the tax side on the very bottom of that first section where it says 258,906.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you would collect through user rates or ratepayers through the water bill. Right now, that's basically flat, like no increase.
Because I have 6%.
The big piece is, Well, it says 6%, but that's because, I'll explain this. We implemented the rate increase in the middle of the year, and I basically looked to see how much we're going to do this year, and it'll essentially be a flat. I think that's based on actual, maybe, that percentage. I'd have to look. I noticed that, but it actually is... yeah, it would be, compared to budget, it would be 6%, but compared to actual, it would be 0. Because I'm basing, the 258 is basically what we're expected to collect in 2024.
Okay. Now, could we do a 3% increase on top of your 258?
Yes, definitely.
Because if we're trying
to... The big thing is... Just to down a little bit where it has water labor operations. So that's basically the water operator. And so that's the big wild card. You know, what do we under budgeted, obviously, for 2024 for that. So if that goes up 20,000, then that means you need 20, that number up above is short 20,000.
Where is that, Crystal?
It's like down... Underneath the revenues, it's
pretty high. Yeah.
Something. It's
right here. Yeah.
So, I mean, Vera gave me some numbers today, and that number is actually up to 67,000 based on what she gave me. So, that's like another 10. And then that's really the biggest thing in the water.
Is that realistic
for the water operations number I gave her?
The 67 is not his full salary, keep in mind, because some of his salary goes to compensated absences, like time he takes off, and that's under a different line item, but his total salary would be 73,000. It's just allocated a little bit differently. So 67 is going to
that?
Water.
Yeah, I gave her the worst case scenario of nothing changing.
Okay. Yeah, because we had talked.
And then we're going to work on it.
Yeah, about trying to
restructure
that a little bit, maybe with a new contract,
mm-hmm.
or maybe one person doing testing on the weekends, or just seeing where that can get us. So.
Yeah. So for budgeting purposes. I mean, I think Vera averaged, she put in for 28 hours a week, right?
Yep.
20 regular, and then 3 for OT, I think, and then maybe 4 or something for time or something like that.
The weekend days are both 4 each.
Right. So if we can hold it to that, if we can manage it there, then that will increase that number for user rates. You know, I'd have to bump that up by, probably another
10,000.
So that already, Marilyn, is going to bump you up to a percent increase that you're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
So, once we get the numbers finalized, I mean, I think you're going to end up needing a small increase anyway,
mm-hmm.
but say the increase comes in at like 1 or 2%, you could totally do 3 to try to... You know,
get a little heavier
because
who knows what's going to come.
Because, like I've said, it seems though we're always after the fact,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to.
This department hasn't been ahead ever.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, it hasn't.
That's true.
At times. It's the truth. Point blank.
And then.
Yeah.
You don't have money, much of a fee for your time in water, but whatever it was, you're going to take it out, right?
I don't.
I think it was.
I would pull that out.
$612.
No, it's really small. $600.
Yeah,
so really small.
Yeah.
The biggest number
department.
Is is the operations one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really the big thing.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with the number that Vera gave me. That will change. That upper number a little bit, actually, it will change it to, just one second.
that if this well mixing,
yeah, it will still be
scheme works.
It won't. It won't change it for an increase. So if you wanted to do a percent increase, you could.
Less time needed.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So I'm hoping.
We all are. My toes already go crossed.
Yep.
Now.
And I think, wasn't it the water department that we had to warn or have a special meeting in order to raise rates? One of them,
yeah,
was
yes.
It wastewater or water?
I think it was water.
It's water.
Water. So just keep that in mind, because if you do want to just do sort of a blanket,
we
one for water,
this,
obviously the
yeah.
sooner in the year that we
can
start it so we get a full
just
year,
a hearing for information.
The better, but if that's the one
and
that has to have
do whatever you
a
want to
special
do regardless
meeting.
Of what people tell you.
Okay.
It's one of those things.
And but the
okay. All right, wastewater is always fun. So this one has increases in both taxes and user fees, like quite a bit. So taxes. Of last year we got 65,000. This year so far it's 82. So that's a pretty big increase. The debt service is 60,000. Now the reason it's so high is because if you look on page 15,
yep, that 40,000
at the bottom, I did an amortization for that note that you guys borrowed for
the
village department that
mm-hmm.
Gina was concerned about.
Gina was
so,
on vacation when it happened. Just need to make that note.
I knew it was coming.
I assumed
I get back from Jamaica and
back.
Surprise!
5 years to pay
so
back.
So five years is 40,000 a year. So your debt service at the top, that tax amount, 40,000 of that is just this phone. So I could change the amortization to like a 7.5 year payback. But this assumes a 5 year payback. So the debt service, you pay back, of that 200, you pay back the village 40,000 in 2025. But it increases your debt service to 60,000. So that 82,000 that you're collecting in taxes, the majority of it is just debt service.
You think that's gonna
the only other thing it includes
nope.
is
mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit of reserves.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're gonna have to rethink that one to 7.5 years.
Okay.
Or something.
Or even 10.
Even though
I was just gonna say with 10
yeah,
drop it or to be presentable.
You know, it's just something that it's been going to mean our cash has been negative for a while. But that doesn't mean they're going to want to make it up.
So if you change it to seven, it reduces it by $13,000 a year.
Okay.
So that would bring it down to like 71,000, which would be
doable.
Probably
yeah.
more in line
That's
with
yep.
yeah. I like that.
What you want.
I mean, I don't
okay.
like it, but we got to do it.
And then on user rates, it's a pretty big jump. And then the primary reason is because if you look under at the bottom of the revenue section where the line item for Glover is,
yeah.
So this year we're collecting about $120,000, $125 almost. From Glover. Next year we'll only collect 76, and that's because in 2020 that calculation
like
is always based on the budget, and then it's a true up. And in 2022 we had a really big true up that we're collecting in 2024, and that's not going to keep happening because we're budgeting better. So that number is going to go way down. It's going to go down by almost $50,000. So if we don't get it from Glover, we have to get it from ratepayers. So repairs. That's why that number's, that's the primary driver of that number. It's not operating expenses. Operating expenses are, I am going to reduce the sledge removal down to probably by like 10 or 15,000. But that's not going to make, that's not going to make a huge difference. The big driver is Glover. So until we have a new agreement and we know what we're doing with that, I'm still billing it under the old calculation, and that's going to have a big drop this year.
But it could change with get this new thing.
It definitely could change in the middle of the year. So you're going to have to decide if you want to keep, you know, if you want to do user rates. Like, I think this is representative of a 15%, right now, a 15% increase based on just what's in here now. So if I mean, I'm going to take out 10. Hold on one sec. Take out 10 from sludge removal.
Isn't that going to be part of the project now?
Yes, but he still.
I think it's going to be part of the project, so I'm going to keep some money.
He still does regular
for,
small sludge removal throughout the year.
It
will
be so significant. Okay. Yeah. It's not going to be the big clean out.
So with this increase, is this factoring in our project that we're going to be advertising, promoting, and putting up for bond vote this spring?
No, because it would. Number one, we have no idea what the amounts are. And number two, or I don't anyway. And number two, that will totally be a separate bond, and it will have to go to the voters. So until we know what that is, this does not include any of that.
Which probably wouldn't happen at this point until 2026.
Yeah. And if it happened, if you did the bond in 2025, you probably wouldn't have to start paying for it, like Marilyn said, until 2026.
Okay.
So for 2025, you know, but yeah, it does not include any of that. And that would be under debt service, Gina, so that would go under taxes, not under user rates, because it would be a bond. It would be a general obligation bond.
Okay.
So would increase that number by quite a bit. All right, so it's 1466.
No, 7.
Right?
But they're paying like
80% grant funded, so it's only going to be 20% on
nice.
Mm-hmm. But
still a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
But for, you know, if you break it out to 104 years.
Yeah. 3 months is up.
I don't know. I won't be around, so.
So I calculated that, and it's like, for user rates, it's still like roughly 15%, which is $11.63 on their bill per month. So I just need to like finalize some of those numbers, but we don't have to do the full percent increase, but you know, we could either try to reduce some other costs or but like I said, 50,000 of it is just because we're not collecting it from Glover. And honestly, if we weren't collecting it from Glover last year, you know, we would have had an even bigger increase. So I mean, I guess we should be grateful that we collected it from Glover last year. But
right, and now I'm anxious to get this resolved or figured out and renegotiated because it needs to be done.
Well, it's not fair to them trying to do a budget, and it's not fair to us trying to do a budget.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Makes it pretty hard.
Yep.
But I mean, I would have no problem doing like a 4% increase the beginning of the year, you know, and seeing what that did while we're waiting to see what this Glover thing is going to be. I don't know, on the fees.
When are you, and forget about the other 9%, or do that?
Do it later on to see where we are with Glover. I don't know if the thing changes that much.
You could always raise rates again later in the year if the Glover thing doesn't come through.
Right.
Very true.
So I'll put 4% in and see what that does. Or how short we are. Okay. That's it for wastewater. I forgot to mention on the water, here's what page it is. On page 13, there's a loan, it's way at the bottom, and it's called operating loss recovery. And this is something that I didn't quite really understand, but this was a Nate thing. It's a 10-year note. It actually expires in 2025, so it's $13,140 a year, and 2025 is the last year. That's the 10th year. So after 2025, it's a loan, which typically gets collected in taxes, but the reason it's separated on here is because Nate didn't have it collected in taxes because it was something to do with the reason they took out the loan, I think was similar to what we did with the wastewater. Basically, they didn't have any money, or they were short in money, so they borrowed money for operating costs. And so it's being paid back through user rates, not through taxes. And I never really did anything with it because it's getting ready to end. So I figured no sense in trying to change it now. But that amount will go away next year. Well, not next year.
2026.
But 2025 is the last year for that.
What about the one that's got the balloon payment?
It's electric.
That's an electric. Yeah, that's electric. That I think is in 2026, maybe.
Okay, I didn't remember. I thought it was 2020.
2026, end of 2026, there's a loan in the electric department that they'll have to do something with because that's going to have like a $600,000 balloon payment at the end.
And why would they set it up that way? Who knows?
It was something that Evan did. I remember him talking to me about it. It was kind of one of those things where rates were low, or he was expecting them to go lower, so he thought he would, you know, it's basically a line of credit is what it is. It's, but it's got a big bullet at the end.
So that worked out well.
Yeah, because now rates are high, right? Maybe they'll be lower by next year, though.
So we're going to have a loan come due.
In 2026.
Of $600,000, it's got to be paid like in full?
We'll have to refinance.
You'll have to refinance it.
It'll have to be refinanced. I mean, obviously.
Are we paying anything on it now?
Yes.
Okay.
We are. Yeah, we've been paying. I think it was like a $900,000 loan. And it was back when, I remember this actually. It was back when, I can't remember who was working there, but they used bond money for something they weren't supposed to use bond money for.
Yeah.
And they didn't have, literally they had no money, so they borrowed $900,000. And that's what this was, to cover their costs. And that's kind of what started the whole electric fiasco. And so they have paid it down. They paid it down from by $400,000 almost by 2026. They'll have
But how much interest
but
have you paid?
They were trying to keep the payments low, I think, and so they were only paying off, you know, a portion of it, and then they got this big balloon, and it's a 10-year note, so, you know, I mean, none of those people are here anymore, so they don't have to deal with it. But it does mature in 2026, so to do something with it before then.
So then when we do that, once again, we're going to be hit with high interest for the first few years on this $600,000, right? Instead of...
Probably. Depending on where rates are at, but yeah.
Okay.
That one is with Community National Bank. So I'm sure they will, I'm sure they'd refinance it. But
yeah, but
well,
if you're doing
they're probably going to have to.
Doing a new loan, of course, you know how it goes. You're paying the interest so much, you know, so much more the first few years. Where, but
dog
I mean,
fees,
it's the milk
fees.
Has been spilt, and we'll go from there, right?
So, exactly.
Yep.
Get big mop.
All right. So that's it.
The only thing, other thing I wanted to talk about is that $20,000. That we got from, because a year is coming to an end here from
the fiscal recovery
local
thing.
Something,
mm-hmm.
something.
Oh,
and
that was that 80,000 that we thought we had 80,000,
right.
But it was only actually 20.
And that's going to go to, I think I emailed you it, it has to go to something that can't get paid by FEMA or the flood stuff.
Right, by some sort of public, what is it, like government funds or public funds.
Yeah. So I don't know where that should go, but we need to, I'd kind of like to get it moved. Right now I think it's just sitting in the village.
Oh, you did email
it. It's in the village.
Yeah. Yesterday. Or...
So I don't know if we're cash short in... I mean, every department could use it, probably.
As I say,
but we should get it moved
equally.
Before.
I don't know, $5,000 in each.
But you do have to, like, if they come in, you'd have to show what you did with it. You know, have something like tangible.
Yeah, you'd want to have a specific purpose.
Do you use it at your market
signs?
For the? Yeah, that's about.
Or the what about the school signs? I mean,
the school signs.
How much
like $6,300. It's easy just to throw it at the generator for the water plant. Call it done.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clean that way.
Yep.
But, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Do that.
And then that would help out.
Can you hear
right.
the
water budget? Yeah.
Yep.
Did you catch that, Crystal?
Yeah. Water the generator.
Yeah.
Yep.
So whatever, we can think on it, but
we'd have to make
I
that.
Want it would be kind of nice to have the cash move before the end of the year.
Yep.
We have one more meeting, right?
Yep.
December 23rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can call as many as you need or want, so.
Do you think there'll be a need? Well, let's get through the holidays and then have another meeting like this to review the updates that we just discussed
okay.
and reviewed. I say on the 23rd, that meeting, we can decide what we're going to allocate that $20,000 for, because I believe Chipper's going to be at that meeting.
Yep.
We can make a motion and vote on it. I agree. I think it's a great idea. Put it towards the generator. And then but he might have another thought on it. And then, you know, come January, set up another special meeting, unless... We have a late agenda at a regular meeting that you could be here, Crystal, or we can even do it this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll get this done probably this weekend and get it to you, just so you have time to look at it.
Okay. So, middle to... If we don't do the... Oh, our January meeting isn't until the 13th and the 27th.
Yeah, we got 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I tried to backtrack from the annual meeting, and I felt like you guys needed to vote on the budget by that second meeting in January, because
to go the
30
days.
Like 30. Yeah, like you have to do the warning with the tax amounts in it. I think like early February, so I think you'd have to vote on it by the end of. That last meeting in January.
I think we've hashed out a lot tonight.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't think that will be an issue, really.
Good. I mean, you can look and see what your agenda's like, too. If it's a light agenda, then it doesn't seem like you guys ever have late agendas, but...
What do you mean? We were out here by, what, 8:15 this last time? Because Chipper wasn't here.
And he's bringing venison to the next one, right?
Yeah, we can make him, for sure.
Well, if you have a light agenda, we can add this to it, because I'll have it done.
Okay.
So we can go through next one, but if it's a, you know, full agenda, then usually this is a little too much on top of all that.
Right.
The 13th probably won't be light, because we'll have 3 weeks of business to build up.
Right.
So
we could hold a special meeting the week of the 6th, maybe.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That Wednesday the 8th, like we are now.
Or if the 23rd isn't busy.
Yeah,
I should have it. So
there you go.
We could
do it the 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah,
try
to think it'll be ready by then.
Yeah.
Budgets.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's bringing the eggnog? Spiked.
I will. That's a guarantee.
All right. I think this was very productive. Thank you, ladies. Do we have anything else?
Have a good night. Hopefully you don't get any flooding.
Oh.
Yep. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll see you.
All right, see ya.
So our next meeting, regular board meeting, is December 23rd, 6 p.m.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
I make a motion. We adjourn. It is 5:25.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.